From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by the Islamic State group. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they had overtaken several villages in western Mosul as the latest fighting as they move toward the old section of the city. The U.S.-backed offensive has been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. U.S. President Donald Trump is demanding intelligence oversight panels investigate whether former President Barack Obama's administration abused its investigative powers before last November's presidential election. Without citing any evidence, Mr. Trump is accusing the Obama administration of tapping his phones at his Trump Tower headquarters in New York in the month before the election. An aide to the former president denies the allegation, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio was asked about it on TV today.
I don't have any basis. I've never heard that allegation made before by anybody. I've never seen anything about that anywhere before. But again, the president put that out there, and now the White House will have to answer as to exactly what he was referring to.
Senator Rubio's comments come courtesy of Meet the Press, NBC News. Four top European leaders hold talks Monday on the future of the European Union. Hosted by French President François Hollande, the dinner meeting brings together French, German, Italian, and Spanish leaders. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel into the United States. A federal court blocked the administration's previous attempt. The Associated Press reports the new travel ban will no longer include Iraq on a list of seven Middle Eastern nations. Details of the new order were not available Sunday. Scandal-tainted French presidential hopeful François Fillon addressed a campaign rally Sunday. Thousands of attendees waved French flags and chanted President Fillon as the candidate told them not to give up the fight. Once considered a near shoo-in for president, the 62-year-old Fillon is seeing his support erode. Wednesday, a key member of his campaign team stepped down, and the Allied Union of Democrats and Independents Party suspended its participation in his campaign. Fillon has been criticized for his handling of the investigation into allegations he arranged parliamentary jobs for his wife and children, where they allegedly got paid but did little or no work. Local police and the FBI continue to look for the white male who shot a Sikh man after telling him to go back to your own country. The shooting took place in a Seattle, Washington state suburb on Friday. The victim has been released from the hospital but wishes to remain anonymous and has not made any public statement. Local Sikhs quickly came together over the weekend to work on increasing awareness and understanding of their community, and the larger community has expressed solidarity with them as well. British Finance Minister Philip Hammond said Sunday that his nation would fight back if the European Union refuses to strike an acceptable agreement on Brexit. He told a BBC One's Andrew Marr show that Britain would do whatever is necessary to remain competitive if it leaves EU without a trade agreement.
The point I was simply making is that if there's anybody in the European Union who thinks that if we don't do a deal with the European Union, if we don't continue to work closely together, Britain will simply slink off as a wounded animal, that is not going to happen.
So what
the British
would we
people
do instead?
Have a great fighting spirit, and we will fight back.
Philip Hammond. Thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of Bucharest, Romania Sunday, blowing whistles and waving flags. They were trying to register their support for the nation's anti-corruption authority and to demand that the state institutions be free from political interference. Yemeni officials say al-Qaeda killed 11 soldiers Sunday in two attacks. Six were killed at a security checkpoint in the city of Shukra. Five were killed in Hadramaut. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.